Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're talking about this moment, about a word that was quite often shared. You hear it quite a bit from many folks, and it's in Isaiah 55, when verse 11, I believe it is, he says, you know, you hear people go, the word of God does not return void, but it accomplishes that what it set out to do. And everybody, everybody goes, amen. The word of God does not return to me void. It accomplishes that what it says. Amen. I mean, they just say it. Right. Like,
yeah.
But if you think about the context of that scripture, if you back up a little bit, there's something that was being said here by Isaiah as he was prophesying in Isaiah 58:10. And it's pretty powerful. I mean, he says this. This is what he says. This is before that particular verse. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. And so it is with the word of God that comes from the mouth of God. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purposes for which I sent it. So to really understand, you know, what's taking place in the context of what he's saying, we first have to understand rain. We have to understand snow. I mean, you think about it, when rain and snow, he says, listen, as the rain and the snow come and they begin to rain down and water the earth, and it causes the earth to flourish, and it causes the earth to bud, and it causes earth to bloom seed for the sower and bread for the eater. I mean, there's this whole process of, wow, I mean, something happens. It's not just throwing God's word out there frivolously. There's something that's going to take place. And it's like, my goodness, that when we find out, you know, what God's word does for us and changes our life, if you want your life to flourish, if you want your life to be fruitful, if you want things to begin to bud in your life, you want things to begin to have something that you can offer others, not even just yourself. Give us our daily bread. You know, Jesus says when we pray, well, that's going to come through a life that's soaked in the word of God and abiding with God, understanding that when we think about rain, when rain comes down, that waters the earth, but snow is something that kind of sits up like a savings account on the top of a mountain. And then suddenly when it heats up and it's not raining, it melts that snow. When it melts that snow, guess what? The water comes down and it continues to water the earth. I mean, we need rain in our life, and we need snow in our life. We need manna for today. We need God's word for today, but we also need to be so deep in the word. So many people are trying to live on one verse, you know, for an entire week. It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? You need lots and lots of water and rain from the word of God. I think about Deuteronomy 32:2, when it says, "Let the teachings of Moses fall like rain, and my words descend like dew." Think about that. The cause, dew that settles upon the showers, a shower of a new grass, so that new grass dew in the morning, like abundant rain on tender plants. So he's saying these teachings will come down like rain. They will descend like dew on this tender, fresh, brand new grass and on this tender plant. You know, if we want our life to be soft and tender and pliable and fruitful and budding and bread for the eater, seed for the sower, want it to be flourishing, it's going to come by the word of God. It's not about you just, you know, yelling at some mountain, some word of God and saying you want to raise your office or something. It's about you having a relationship with the word. You think about Jesus, the word of God in John chapter 1. He says, in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God, and the word was God. A little bit later on, he says, and the word became flesh and dwelt amongst men. Jesus is the living word of God. To have a relationship, to allow the teachings of Jesus to rain down over you and in you, you're having a relationship with Jesus, the word. Your life's going to begin to flourish. He said, you know, my Father's the gardener. I'm the vine. You are the branches. Apart from me, you cannot bear any fruit. So when we get into the word of God and spend time abiding with God, you're going to be fruitful. You're going to flourish. Things are going to happen in your life. It's just going to happen. I mean, you're going to be like a tender shoot. You're going to be, you know, a person that always has seed to be able to sow. You're going to be that person that has bread to eat. Not only that, but also bread to give others. You're able to go, and God's going to give you so much. You're going to be able to tell somebody that day something that's going to encourage them greatly because God gave you bread for someone else to eat. You had so much that you had enough to eat at that point that he gave you something to be able to tell your boss something that day.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it was a customer that came to your counter. You know, maybe it was your wife or your husband or your child or your parent or your neighbor. I mean, you have bread to give folks. That's what happens when you spend time with God. So you need rain and you need snow. You need now rain to come upon you, the rain of God's word, the teachings of Jesus to reign over you. And you also need snow, something stored up for those hot seasons when things begin to get real hot. You know what? You'll have that word at the top of your life, the top of your heart that will just melt down and water your heart during those dry seasons. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's so much more than just saying, hey, God's word doesn't return void. It's a relationship. The earth has to have a relationship with the clouds. The clouds have to have a relationship with the earth. He says that the rain returns back. Mm-hmm. I mean, all this rain that comes down and hits the mountain, some freezes and becomes snow, and some becomes ice, and some just stays water. It goes down and waters the soil, and it puddles up in lakes and ponds and gulfs and oceans. But you know, it evaporates and goes right back up again. It returns to where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
But when it shows up, it's able to look back and say, see? It's flourishing. See, it's budding. See, it's blooming. That's what happens with rain. And that's what the teachings of Jesus do to us, that when God's word comes back to him, it's already worked in us what God wanted it to work in us. And all of a sudden, now we're flourishing. We're like a young shoot. We're fruitful. Things are happening in our life. But just like that evaporation and all that comes back up again, that word will come back to God, but it will accomplish what it meant to accomplish in your life. Mm-hmm. It's a powerful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine it never raining on you.
Mm.
You've never experienced snow. You're hard-hearted. Your ground is so hard that nothing can get through to you because you had no moisture in your soil of your heart. God talks about this quite often. He says, you're hard-hearted and you're stiff-necked. Well, the answer is not just to walk away from God. It's to get soft-hearted.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I just need water on my heart. I need the water. And John chapter 17, Jesus said, wash them with the washing of the word. Sanctify them by the washing of the word. It's the word of God. You know, he's going to present us without spot or wrinkles, the bride of Christ, by washing us with the water of his word. And so it's the word of God that just washes over us and cleanses us from all, you know, all this dirty stuff in the world. And your heart will be soft again. But that's when you begin to abide with God. You abide with God, what's going to happen is it's like getting rained on every day.
Mm.
And it's also building up snow banks for hot times where there is no rain. It's doing what he said. If you will store up my word in your heart, if you'll hide my word in your heart, if you'll put it on your snow banks of your heart, then you won't sin against me.
Right.
You won't sin against me. My word is a lamp unto your feet. It's a light unto your path. It tells you where you are. And it tells you where you're going. Listen, I will walk with you. I became flesh. Now it's for you to take in my word. Allow my word to reign over your life. Begin to abide with me. If you abide with me and I with you, you will bear much fruit. But apart from this rain, apart from this, you cannot bear fruit. If you want to find out more about abiding, we have a simple plan for you. At iAbide, iAbide.org. iAbide.org. You go right there and request a simple plan. We got a simple little process that you can go to. So you know what? I'm going to get rained on every day, and this is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to have rain. I'm going to have snow. I'm going to have a dew on my grass. I'm going to be a little young shoot, you know, be budding. I'm going to have bread for folks. I'm going to actually live how God's designed me to live. His word's going to accomplish in me that which it was set out to do. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner,
You can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.